B-Pod Studios.
Your smart speaker knows a lot about Boston sports.
Stupid me.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow The Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Will Brinson, our good friend Will Brinson, senior writer for CBSSports.com. You can catch Will on the Pick 6 podcast, available at CBSSports.com and iTunes. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Brinson, hello, sir.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so we hear about winners and losers in free agency. And obviously, the Patriots really didn't do anything, but they didn't overpay for Trey Flowers, and they didn't sign their left tackle that was vastly overpaid for 1 year. But why, when I look at lists of winners and losers, is New England listed as winners? I mean, they're most likely going to make the AFC Championship game, if not the Super Bowl. But what makes them such winners?
Well, they're winners because what they've done is figure out how to properly work the system. And the reason that they're good every single year is that Bill Belichick has patience. He has an understanding of exactly how to manage what happens in the NFL in terms of personnel movements. And they're going to end up getting two top 110 picks as a result of Trey Flowers and Trent Brown. And like, when you think about how it happened, it's bananas. I mean, Trey Flowers is a fourth-round pick. They groom him. They turn him into a pretty good pass rusher. He plays out his rookie contract. He leaves. He goes and signs a deal for $80 million somewhere that he's going to have trouble living up to, even if he's a very good pass rusher for the next 3 years. And the Patriots get a free late third-round pick out of a compensatory pick, and they'll probably use it to find another pass rusher. With Trent Brown, they trade number 95 to the 49ers. They get number 143 and Trent Brown back. They plug Trent Brown at left tackle when they have an injury. They win a Super Bowl. They let Trent Brown walk. They're going to get something in the 105 range for Trent Brown. And so you end up getting those two draft picks. And if you hit on one of them, they become a pass rusher or a fill-in left tackle for a Super Bowl run, then of course it's totally worth it. And I think Bill Belichick, more than anything, is an economist, right? He has figured out the best way to maximize value. And that's why he's sitting in Barbados shirtless while a bunch of other guys who don't have six Super Bowl rings are like, well, we got to spend $84 million on Landon Collins. And it's the benefit of having job security and the benefit of being just ahead of the curve on everybody else. But the Patriots, they have a set way of doing things. This is the Patriot way. It's maximizing value from heretofore non-valuable assets.
Yeah. All right. So Cleveland now, everyone's saying, is a Super Bowl favorite. But we went through and crunched the numbers. And if you look at the Super Bowl champions over the last 10 years or so, none of them had a diva receiver. In fact, the receivers are a little overwhelming. You know, the Patriots over the last, 10 years? When was Randy Moss around?
2007 was the undefeated year.
All right, so, for 10 years, their best receiver has probably been Edelman. Do you buy into, with Landry and with Beckham, that now all of a sudden Cleveland's got a chance to make the Super Bowl?
Sure. They have a much better chance. William Hill set their over-under at 8.5 wins. The Westgate out in Las Vegas moved them to 14-1, tied with the Packers, ahead of the Steelers, ahead of the Chargers, ahead of, actually, I think everybody except the Chiefs, Rams, Saints, Patriots, and they're ahead of the Bears now. I mean, yeah, of course they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl. I also crunched the numbers, and they won 8 games the last 3 years. So maybe we should slow our roll when deciding that the Browns are going to magically win 12 games and make a Super Bowl run. I do think, though, that if we could take the jersey and the team name off of this and think about this team and what they've done and how they've acquired all these pieces, we would feel pretty good about it. But a lot of times in the NFL, when it's very obvious that a team is about to take a leap, maybe that team isn't quite ready to take the leap. I'm not going to doubt Baker Mayfield. I think John Dorsey's done a good job putting this team together. And when you look at it, you don't really see a ton of weaknesses. I mean, offensively, their skill position guys are loaded. Baker Mayfield is a stud. Landry, Beckham, Antonio Callaway is a really nice burner at the third receiver. David Njoku is an athletic freak at tight end. Not exactly a blocker, questionable hands. I do think you can ask questions about their offensive line and whether it's ready to protect Baker. They trade out Kevin Zeitler, bring in Olivier Vernon to pair with Myles Garrett on the other side. Got good backers, got good corners. I mean, it's a very good team. That being said, I mean, I tend to zig when most people are zigging with these NFL picks, and I'll probably pick the Steelers to win the division. And if I'm in Vegas, I would probably bet on the Steelers to win the division because I'm guessing they're going to be like plus 250 with the Browns, slotted in as favorites. I think it would be foolish to assume that the Browns are going to win the division, win 12 games, and just make a march for the Super Bowl.
All right, New York Giant fans are burning jerseys. They're, throwing things at their YouTube video recorders. Nobody seems to be happy. But from where I sit, after watching what the Steelers went through with Antonio Brown, we'll get to him in a second, it seems like the Giants said, well, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to do this in about a year when we go through another 4-12 season. Let's strike now and get him out of town before he becomes a big problem. And compared to what the Steelers got for Brown, the Giants did pretty well in what they got for Beckham.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's not a false statement at all. They got more than the Steelers got for Antonio Brown. But Odell Beckham's a way better asset. I mean, he might want a slight new contract to bump above Brown, but the cost would be negligible. He's 5 years younger than Antonio Brown, so you're talking about controlling him through his prime versus paying for past performance. And I need to know what the hell the Giants are doing, because Dave Gettleman said in a statement released, by the way, I love that the Giants, the social media team tweets out, like, we've acquired multiple picks and a guard. It's like, and you traded away Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Jack Lodge, you can put it in the headline. and then at the bottom of it, Dave Gettleman says, you can win while building a roster. We have a plan. Trust me. it's like, wait, what do you mean? You can tell everybody you have a plan. You don't have a plan. If you had a plan, you wouldn't have tried to shop Odell Beckham last year during the owners' meetings. Then you wouldn't have signed him to a record-breaking wide receiver deal. And then – or a market-setting wide receiver deal, and then you wouldn't have traded him a year after signing him and paying him almost $22 million in cash for a single year of professional football. That's not a plan. That's just kind of randomly acting and not following anything. By all accounts, they're going to roll with Eli Manning again this year, which means they don't have a plan at quarterback. I believe a source told Dan Graziano of ESPN that, quote, like, he's what we've got. Like, that's not a plan. Hope isn't a plan. They are, as I understand it, I think they sort of said this week, and I've been talking about this for a week on my podcast, but the Giants want to make Saquon Barkley the face of their franchise. And
well, it's by default at this point.
Right, but like, they want to, I mean, I think they believe that Odell Beckham would have a negative reaction if they made Saquon Barkley the focal point of the offense, the face of the franchise in New York, all of that. And so that's part of the reason they were willing to ship him out. But making Saquon Barkley the face of the franchise isn't just about putting up billboards of Saquon Barkley and having him be your best player. It's also about committing to the running game. That's what they want to do. And this is 2019, and that's a terrible idea. I mean, they're investing everything in the running game. Maybe it all clicks in a 2016 Cowboys kind of way, but more likely it turns out to be a total disaster this year, and the Giants are picking high again next year and trying to explain to us why they took another running back in the top five.
All right, Will Brinson catches Pick Six podcast on CBSSports.com and iTunes. You can read his stuff at CBSSports.com. Thank you as always.
Yeah, guys, have a great week.
All right, you too. Yeah.
We have to explore that Antonio Brown press conference a little bit because, I mean, it was – first of all, John Gruden, did you know that he sat him down and made Antonio Brown watch apparently 400 plays? I'm not exaggerating. 400 plays on video before they signed him.
So what does Gruden do? There's no strip mall to take him to.
We'll talk about that. But by the way, I think the Giants did the right thing with Beckham.
I do too.
Yep.
I do too.
I don't know why everyone's freaking out about it.
And that's the other thing too, is that everyone knew this was going to happen. Why is everyone acting so surprised? What do they think they're going to get? Like the number one pick?
No, you get a malcontent off your team, a guy that's going to be a bigger and bigger problem as time goes on.
They called him a pain in the ass too. And then like, what's he going to do? Like, why do you need a elite receiver?
You're going to win four games either way, or less either way. They're basically a rebuilding team, a team that has blown it up with a 38-year-old quarterback. Whether or not you have Beckham on the team, I mean, you get rid of Beckham, you have what, picks 6 and 17? I forget where the Giants' first pick is. That's more than enough to get a quarterback and another impact player, and you start over again.
Yeah.
I have no trouble with it. Now, the New York media is going to be all over him for the next 18 months. Because the Jets are much better than they are now. But the
national media is after them.
Yeah. No.
I don't love it, but I understood why the Jets got Le'Veon Bell. And it's entirely because of Sam Darnold.
Sure.
Like, they want him to, you know, they don't want to just leave him with nothing so he struggles.
I don't think that was an awful move.
I didn't say it was all. I said I wasn't thrilled, but I don't think it was bad. I don't think it was an awful move at all. I don't know about giving CJ Mosley all that money, but at least it makes sense. Like, if the Jets brought in Antonio Brown, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
30, gonna be 31 years old, and he's a malcontent.
Yeah, Giants are gonna be bad this year. They'll probably be bad next year, but you have to hope that. Now, the other part of it is you have to hit home runs on both of these first round picks. I mean, you can't blow it up and then start drafting poorly.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you can't afford to. I mean, that keeps organizations. I mean, that kept. I'll bring them up again. I mean, that's killed the Jets. That's killed the Lions. I mean, if you don't draft well in those positions, you're screwed. They've lost. They're going to cut Darren Lee and Hackenberg. Those are the first two picks in the 2016 draft, and they're both gone now, or going to be gone. Can't be doing that. All right, Rich, I don't know what's coming up. This is your thing. What is it?
When you're on the West Coast, you are 3 hours behind the East Coast, and when you're sitting and watching TV at midnight, it means you're watching commercials that everywhere else in the country, at least the East Coast, are 3 a.m. I got to experience a decent amount of really, really late-night infomercials, and I found a new product that's officially my favorite.
All right, looking forward to hearing that. We'll be right back.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich, I have a super dry tongue. Look, on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. Do you want to talk to Rock and Roll Mike?
Oh, man. What's the gong? Can I have a gong? Like is the second I'm not feeling it.
What are you? You're the judge and jury? John should be the judge and jury.
All right.
Man. Rock and roll, Mike. Go ahead.
What's going on over there?
So, Rock and roll, Mike, are you still?
I'm back from outer space, man. How you guys doing? I'm back on the streets, rock and roll.
You're back on the streets?
Oh, okay. How you guys doing?
Good. Are you going
to be? You and Rich. Rich, I watch.
What's up?
Yeah. Come on, let's go, Mike Rock Hot. What's up? Oh, yeah.
When you ask a question, usually you have to pause for an answer. Okay. So are you going to be out?
Come on, Rich. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. And are you going to be back out at Fenway this year for a new season?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I get ready. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, TD Garden. Hey, Kiss Today, March 26, 2019.
That's right. Kiss is coming.
Yeah, 7:30 p.m. Come on.
All right.
What's up?
Okay.
Lindbergh. What's up with him? Come on.
All right. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay. What song? Very quickly. What song? Do you have any songs that you're going to be singing when you're back at Fenway? All right, I'll have to call Tom on that. When he stops communicating.
He has to remove the phone from inside of his mouth to even hear a word that he's saying.
Well, listen, I don't think the ear Like the part that goes is supposed to play the audio in your ear right. is anywhere near his ear.
Yeah, I know. Nowhere near it.
All right. Well, that's Rock and Roll Mike for the first time in like 6 months. All right. So, Rich, you were out in the West Coast.
I was out in the West Coast, and I found myself up late. I found myself up late at night and watching some of the infomercials that go on at, I might have been up at 1 o'clock in the morning, which is 4 o'clock East Coast, Jeez. Watching some syndicated show. And they kept every commercial break, they kept running a commercial, different commercials for the same product. And I slowly but surely became obsessed with said product. Would you like to hear it?
I would definitely like to hear it. Here we go.
Guys, listen up. I think we can all agree it's time to make American men great again. What happened to us? Low libido, not as lean, a little pudgy, and pathetic. It's time we whip ourselves into shape with the help of Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor. And now you can claim a complimentary bottle of this legendary testosterone booster. Just text USA to 696969.
All right, there's a bunch of this. First of all, what generation is he talking about where everyone was super lean?
So it's got all these like dudes, black and white. First of all, it's got like World War II guys. And then it shows like guys in like black and white, like hammering. Remember that famous picture of the guys eating lunch on top of that steel
yes.
beam?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
got them doing that. Our dads were manlier than us.
Yeah, and they had garbage jobs in coal mines. They should they should show people in coal mines. They
With black lung.
Yeah, they should show people perilously building skyscrapers in New York.
Dying at the age of 50.
Yeah. Remember when a guy with the life expectancy was 52?
And then meanwhile, they're showing pictures of modern man, and it's like a guy crying in a movie theater and a dude getting a face mask.
A guy getting a face
yeah,
mask?
Yeah, like what do they call it?
Oh, a mud mask.
A mud mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't be doing it. Now everyone's like, la-di-da, look at me.
And what am I texting?
Oh, USA.
To what number?
I don't remember.
69.
Oh, okay.
Just text USA to 696969.
Like, if you were watching that, are you thinking to yourself, you know what? I wish I had a job where I broke rocks with a hammer. These pesky trucks that we have now that can move them for me.
That's great.
69.
And meanwhile,
the most manliest.
There's like bald eagles flying in the background and like American flags. It's like the Kid Rock grill.
This is weirder because the Kid Rock grill wasn't a fake testosterone booster. I'll just say that.
Test X180 Ignite is crushing it at Walmart for good reason.
Of course they are. Who doesn't?
There's guys kicking maximum ass at Walmart.
There's a guy with a pair of jean shorts in this bottle, and he's like kicking ass.
I mean, they are nailing the target demo.
Like, hey, what are you going to do today? I don't know. I was thinking about kicking some ass at Walmart. I'll have a box of Lucky Charms and some damn testosterone booster and an American flag. And a hammer to break rocks with.
Test X180 Ignite is crushing it at Walmart for good reason. It contains scientifically studied ingredients to boost total testosterone.
Then is the scientist like all burly with like an American flag hat?
There's a guy who's got his shirt off. He's like 60 in the backyard with his shirt off, and he's red, and his skin is like a paper bag, and he's like flexing. And I'm like, if I walked into someone's backyard and I saw that going on, I'd run.
Oh, yeah.
It may just be exactly what we need to get back on top and make American men great again. Don't we owe it to the good old U.S. of A. after all? Unleash your potential with Test X180 Ignite. Just text USA to 696969 for your complimentary bottle. That's USA to 696969.
So we owe it to the United States to keep breeding people that kick ass at Walmart?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, where's the country going to be if these people that will buy this don't start breeding even more?
Well, speaking of breeding, they offer a different product, the same one. Would you like to hear the infomercial? This came on literally 10 minutes after that one did.
All right, let's hear it.
Guys, how do you measure up? How would your wife or girlfriend answer that question? When it comes to your performance in the bedroom, not making it to the end zone is a big deal. With Score from Force Factor, it's easy to take it all the way. Small blue capsules to rev your libido and improve performance. And now, every man in America can claim a complimentary bottle. Available today without a prescription. Just text NUT to 696...
subtle.
I mean, it's okay. And by the way,
just take Peter North.
And the pictures they're using are like of a champagne cork.
Sure.
Like shooting out.
Right.
Spraying okay. Everywhere.
It's very subtle, the message that they're giving. And if it's what I think it is, why would the woman care? She'd probably be thrilled. Hey, there's no way I'm getting pregnant. George, go ahead.
Yeah, so I used to work for that company. They had like an office. I think still have an office in Boston.
Oh.
And I worked in the sales department, but it was basically a customer service job where people who ordered the stuff accidentally, so this company obviously they, you know, that text thing, they're advertising.
All I know is about the marketing. I don't even care about it. Although it is scientifically studied,
yeah,
as they say. Not proven, but studied. So there was a scientist who studied this.
Yeah.
Someone looked at it.
Available today without a prescription. Just text NUT to 696969. If you aren't measuring up, do something about it. Just text NUT to 696969 to claim your complimentary bottle. That's NUT to 696969.
In case you couldn't spell NUT.
Well, that's the audience. I don't even know what that's supposed to do.
Well, I mean, listen, it's you couldn't tell by all the...
I don't know if it's an ED medicine. Because it doesn't...
It's a last long. Get you to the end zone.
Sounds like it. It's got to be part...
See, if it's, it could... No, it could be three things. If you go by, it could be the ability to climax.
Right.
Which it sounds like, but I don't know why that would be something that you would take a pill for. B, it could be an ED medicine.
Right.
Or C, it could be to add length or girth.
Oh, it's a good point.
Okay.
I thought it would... Well,
it's a very confusing message.
Just text NUT to 696969.
See, that part of it leads me to believe it was option B. You get to the finish line, but you can't cross it.
Oh, okay.
And that would be...
Well,
that's what
I thought.
Yeah.
But then, why would the girl get mad?
I don't know. That's true.
That would be thrilled.
There's no danger. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Rich, I don't... That very confusing marketing on
that. Maybe this one is a little less subtle in its messages.
Life is all about trying to score. Score a goal. Score some tickets. Score a free lunch. And score in the bedroom.
Okay, who's trying to score a free lunch? What bottom feeder are you?
Is there a guy putting a business card into a fishbowl?
like
with a thumbs up?
That's a good point.
He's driving 80 miles away to get a free Sizzler meal at noon. Like, who's trying to score a free lunch?
They ran out of things to talk. Well, they're going after a particular audience, as you said. Like, it was like, you know, like...
We're all trying to score some free meth.
When the Atlanta Gladiators scored a goal, and then it's like these guys in front of Taco Bell waiting for their free taco. Trying to score a free lunch. Just the business card is just an X. with 6969 NUT as the number. Just text me.
Life is all about trying to score. Score a goal. Score some tickets. Score a free lunch. And score in the bedroom. With Score from Force Factor, it's easy to up your game. Small blue capsules to rev your libido and improve performance. And now every man in America can claim a complimentary bottle. Available today without a prescription.
Yeah, screw you, Canada.
And your laws.
Yeah, every man in America.
And now every man in America can claim a complimentary bottle. Available today without a prescription. Just text RAC to 6969.
What?
Well, he'll spell it for you.
Bottle. Available today without a prescription. Just text RAC to 696969. When you're looking to take it all the way, Score will help you score. Just text RACK to 696969 to claim your complimentary bottle. That's RACK to 696969.
What do you think's on the screen when they say that?
I would say a couple of cassabas. You know this place makes a ton of money, too.
They're scoring huge at Walmart, if you hear what they're saying.
They're scoring huge at Walmart.
They're crushing it at Walmart.
Just text NUT to 696969.
To what Wolfman at Clark's Trading Post.
Hello, pigeon lickers.
Thank you, Krusty the Clown.
Oh, boy. Just text NUT. Rack. What a dumb... Try to decipher what he's saying before he spells it out. Like, what a dumb... It should just be boob.
So I just said, I just texted NUT to 696969, and now my phone is wearing an Affliction t-shirt and calling me bro.
It's just wearing a broken rubber. I text 6969 NUT and got a trailer park key.
Just text NUT to 696969.
I got a delinquent child support payment. Notice.
Just text RACK to 69.
Like, what the hell? Just text RACK.
RACK.
That's RACK to 696969.
Just text knockers.
Just check massive hooters. Oh, boy.
So is it score-free lunch? It's definitely marketed towards Rock and Roll Mike.
Yeah, if you can get it through there. Text Areola. All right. Well, listen, I think that we all can improve our lives through the benefits of science. So everyone get involved with that. We'll be right back. Antonio Brown had his big press conference. We'll have the headlines.
Podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. Antonio Brown, of course, is now a member of the Oakland Raiders, which means that he's got John Gruden and what have you, but he was introduced in a press conference, which he was late to.
He was. He was late? I didn't know that.
Yes. He was late to the press conference.
His fault or whose? Has this come
his
out?
His fault. I would bet dollars to donuts that it was his fault.
Well, I am not joking. That was a story out of Pro Football Talk. They came out and said that John Gruden actually sat down and had the two of them together watch over 400 plays in his office before they actually signed him. It says, quote, John had 400 clips of Antonio in the office. I walked in this morning. The two of them were sitting there like kids watching 400 cut-ups of Antonio. Everything he did, everything. I mean, they were like little kids in a laboratory. So that happened before the signing with Antonio Brown. Oh, man, I wish that Antonio Brown to the Bills thing happened. That would have been the absolute best. That, I was out of town when that story like broke that they had essentially almost signed him, and then he goes, "I'm not going there. I'm not gonna play for these guys." And then, of course, that's when the Raiders swooped in and ended up getting him. But
he wanted to go to a team with less of a future.
Yes. Before you play the press conference, have you seen the big celebratory video that they put up on Raiders at the Raiders official Twitter account?
I have not.
No.
It's Antonio Brown showing up at Derek Carr's house.
And saying, you need help moving.
I was thinking the whole time I'm thinking the same thing. It's like, Derek Carr's not long for this job. But on top of that, listen to how horribly uncomfortable this whole thing is. So there's a camera crew behind Antonio Brown, and they're like, we're going to go to Derek Carr's house, and you guys are going to meet each other for the first time. And here's how it goes.
What up, OG? Fast delivery.
What's up, bro?
What's up, baby?
You good?
I'm feeling good. How you doing? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, you guys come on in.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, what's up?
Finally, bro.
You want me to
get a hug, bro?
I'm excited, bro. How crazy is that?
Bro, that's amazing.
We tried to do
I'm
it
I'm excited,
years,
bro.
Isn't that fun?
Long time ago.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a good work, bro. How you feeling?
I'm great. How you doing?
You already through?
No.
I'm waiting on you.
Yeah, come on.
I'm waiting on you, Ray.
Let's go.
I'm waiting on you, Ray.
You guys come on
Thanks
in.
For welcoming to the crew.
Yeah. Yeah, you can always come over, man.
Wow.
Family.
Bless him, bro. I'm excited, bro. DC, the man, bro. I'm ready, bro.
How you feeling?
I feel good, bro.
Yeah? Not like me. Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, bro. Crazy.
How crazy. Yeah, feel good.
Feeling all right?
You all right?
Well, yeah. That's a small talk.
It's literally 3 minutes of them going, yeah, woo.
It's like a vinyl
doing?
Record doing with a good? Skip in it.
Yeah, all right. Woo.
No, it's like when you meet someone that you're supposed to know at a party, and then you kind of awkwardly try to avoid any kind of real conversation.
And you realize you got nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
So here is a part of the press conference. This is Mike Mayock, of course, who is now.
Did anyone else get a word in?
Their guru. But believe it or not, yes. John Gruden. By the way, John Gruden not looking very happy during this press conference. I don't know what his deal was with all of this.
Yeah, ruining my plan.
And then, of course, Antonio Brown. So let's take a listen between the three of them. All three, when you see this, you just say to yourself, this has to be the next Hard Knocks. I mean, this has to be the next Hard
this,
Knocks.
This is, if it didn't clinch Hard Knocks for Oakland, I don't know what will.
I mean, Mark Davis alone.
Right.
I mean, they should just do a reality show of him. Peeing in alleys.
and ordering things off the TV.
Just text NUT to 696969.
Eating Cheetos out of a bowl.
How many times do you think he's ordered that product?
He probably thinks it's Mr. Peanut. He probably thinks that he's going to get a nice thing of peanuts in the mail. All right, here we go.
I am so excited to sit next to Antonio Brown and his entire family watching these kids run around upstairs. Makes me feel good. I'm the oldest of seven. I get a chance to get some life in this building, and I mean that literally and figuratively. Raider Nation, we got a little better today, and it's all because of the way this guy plays football, Antonio Brown.
Thank you, Coach. I'm extremely grateful to be here. It's what a great opportunity for me and my family. I'm looking forward to making these guys proud. And I talked with Coach Gruden, and I told him, all those guys, you know, it's great guys. He's been around them and coached them. And I'm just here as a sponge to soak up every information Coach got to be as successful as I can be and to help the team take it to a new level. So I'm just excited to be in the same buildings with guys who've been great from the past. But I'm excited to be here and help teams.
Which guys are you talking about? Because I don't know if there's really anybody who've been great in the past.
Isn't Ken Stabler dead?
Yeah. Cliff Branch, Fred Biletnikoff. Maybe he's talking about those guys.
Right.
Not quite sure who he's referencing there.
Yeah, he's just they have the coffin, which
that's the video Gruden made him watch, the black and whites.
No,
Daryl and Monica going deep.
He was watching videos of Antonio Brown.
Oh.
How weird would that be for you to walk in and the guy to show you 400 clips of you? I've been watching you over and over. 400.
Look at how I waste my time. What a waste of time. Could have gotten away with probably 50. Could have thrown 400.
Nope.
You know, there's a lot of pain if I don't stay busy.
Go to another level as far as the winning environment.
John, when the Raiders drafted Amari Cooper, you were on television and said he was the vertical threat the team needed. When you traded him, Mark Davis said he didn't fit your system. My question is, how do you plan to adjust your system to accommodate Antonio's skill set and get him the ball downfield as frequently as the Steelers did?
I'm not sure what the point of your question is regarding Amari Cooper.
Enough of your jackass.
Is that you basically said stuff you don't believe in? You're just talking
Wait
crap.
A second. You're telling me to stand by something I said?
You got a first question. You make a hot lunch all over my chest. What are we doing here?
Oh,
it's supposed to be a happy day, all right? We got this superstar stud right here, and you got to bring up old wounds.
We blew up the organization just to go 500 and move to Vegas. And I like that people are like, oh, well, they got to be good to move to Vegas. Yeah, right. Yeah, go to Vegas. When you get a football team, no one's going to go. I mean, they had an expansion franchise that went, well, I mean, they won, but they had an expansion franchise that, like, sold out their season tickets in
before
10 seconds.
Before any games were played.
I mean, they misplayed this so terribly. Yeah, sure, we're going to suck in 2 years. Why not? Mortgage the future.
You were on television and you said he was the vertical threat that the Raiders needed. And then when you traded him, Mark Davis said he didn't fit your system. And my question is, do you need to adjust your system to accommodate Antonio Brown's skill set and get him the ball down the field as frequently?
No, we don't have to adjust.
By the way, that is a great question.
Yeah.
That's how you ask a question. Excellent question.
Mark Davis is an idiot.
Look at that guy. He's eating crayons.
And Mark Davis is over there. He's sticking pencils in his nose.
10-1, he has eaten a crayon.
Oh, God.
10-1.
In the last week.
This guy eats paste. All right, get him away from the crazy group. That would be funny if he just said, why are you listening to that, bozo? He hired me to a 10-year deal worth $45 billion. I mean, look at what that moron threw at me. I haven't coached in 15 years.
No, we won't have to adjust anything with this guy. And we didn't have to adjust much with Amari. But this is not about comparing receivers today. We want to continue to improve this football team. We don't want to have a good receiving core. I want to have the best receiving core in football, and I think to have the best, you got to have the best. And in my opinion, we acquired the best wide receiver in football, and you have a great imagination as a football coach when you coach a man like this. He can play split end. He can play flanker. He can play in the slot. He can return punts and sell popcorn at halftime. We're excited about this guy, and we're going to put him to good work. And he's got his whole army here with him, and he's got Otto and Ali, and I'm going to get all Apollo. I'm going to get all these young Browns to work here, too. But just the life that he has, his enthusiasm to play is contagious. And when we signed Antonio Brown, you would be shocked at how many other players have wanted to come along with him. It's really been a really great experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Antonio, you seem pretty excited to work with Derek Carr. What about your guys' partnership excites you?
Just refreshing. I think he's hungry for success, hungry for turning the organization around, hungry to get on the winning side of things.
So hungry to get traded.
Yeah. Hungry. I won't have to deal with him in about 18 months.
Gruden's hungry to get rid of him?
Yeah.
And I'm just hungry for the same thing. So I think we stand for the same causes, and we just want to be the best high craft, putting in work in the meetings on the field. I think he's like a sponge, just trying to absorb everything from these guys to my left and my right to be able to help the team be successful.
Coming to California, Oakland, first time in the building, meeting up with Derek Carr. What was it like yesterday, the whole day?
It's all God's plan, man. It's an honor to be here with Mr. Mayock, Mr. Gruden. It's a great opportunity, and I'm ready to just get to work and insert some fresh air and some new energy around here. Hopefully develop some great attributes.
Do you regret anything you said or done over the last year?
Obviously, you know, people listen to the things that are being said and written. But at the end of the day, it's all about how you make people feel. I think I made people feel really great.
It's true.
Yeah. You were changing lives.
I was in the midst of a Great Depression, and then Antonio Brown came out and made a video of him jumping in the pool and wishing someone happy birthday.
We need to have a at the end of the day alarm. That is you want to talk about a term that is just the most overused, mean nothing term in the history of post-game press conferences and athlete interviews. It's at the end of the day.
Well, it also gives you time to think. It's one of those things that you say. But by the way, how kick-ass is a kid named Apollo? You know?
Kind of awesome.
It is.
You notice he got rid of the white mustache. All the wild hair is gone. He looked trim.
His other son's name is Ali?
Yes.
Ah, did pretty so good.
A fictional boxer and a real boxer.
Yeah.
You know, I know Still the Nation is having a bad day today, but continue to be a good role model and continue to inspire people all over.
What makes you think that things can change here, and what can you bring to make that happen?
Well, I texted 6969 nut.
Got this brand new pills that are going to make me amazing.
Just text nut to 696969.
I love when they spell nut.
Well, he needed to spell rack because I couldn't understand what he was saying.
That's RACK to 696969.
Yow!
You know, I bring actions. You know, not what I say, what I do. You know, challenge the guys. If we drop a ball, you know, we're going to have a pot. Just super accountability. You know, I hold it, you know, maybe at the end of practice when I'm doing my jug machine, you know, bring the whole group over.
6969
That's
jug.
RACK. 6969
Jugs.
6969.
Hey, I own the rights to that.
Okay. Thank you, Larry Flint.
Yeah.
At end of practice, when I'm doing my jug machine, they'll bring the whole group over to see the jug machine. I'm taking hold of this thing full round it.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
But there you have it. Antonio Brown in the master plan for the Oakland Raiders.
They're going to be fun to watch because if they're not good, they're going to be an amazing implosion. Because there's players. Who was the ex-player who just came out a couple of days ago and was ripping on John Gruden? He just left the team. There's a guy who, I'll find it. There's a dude who just started talking trash on John Gruden being like one of the worst coaches he's ever had to deal with. And you got to think, man, he's a guy that doesn't command the respect that he probably thought going in there. So he's got all this cocky attitude. I've won a Super Bowl. I'm going to walk into this place. And if you don't win immediately, they're going to turn on you. It's a whole different generation of players. And we've talked about how coaches had to adapt to that.
Yeah.
It's a whole new generation of guys. And if Antonio Brown ends up turning your back on you, oh, that's going to be the best. Get these guys on Hard Knocks, please. Watch it implode. And if it does, it'll be glorious.
Well, the CBS Sports has the Raiders trading up to get Kyler Murray.
All that the way to number one?
I think that...
What do they have?
They have three first-round picks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good enough.
Again, they got one for Khalil Mack. They got one from for Amari Cooper.
That's right.
They have their own. So that's the thing. They got Antonio Brown without having to give up any one of those three.
If you're going
to
use all of those on Kyler Murray, you better be damn sure.
This is... they only use one.
One?
So they have...
No. They get...
wouldn't they have to use at least two?
Number 4, 24, and Chicago's 2021st. I don't understand it, but there you go. I think that he's got a bunch of trades going down, and I don't quite understand it. All right, so we will be right back.